As I said in the introduction, one of the best places to find examples of how people live their life is from the Bible. Those who lived godly lives and those who lived not so godly lives. So as we continue this series on living your purpose, I want to look at Noah for a few very important reasons. First, Noah lived for 500 years before he even became a father. Now that's 500 years that he spent probably being a farmer. We don't know exactly what he did for the first 500 years, but we can deduce this. After the flood, he, according to the Bible, became what the King James, in archaic terms, called a husbandman, which is just a term for a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. So probably after the flood, he went right back to doing what he had always done, which was to farm, probably raise some flocks and herds along with it. But for these first 500 years, he didn't even have a family. Then, the Bible says, at the age of 500, he became a father to three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, it's been said that the ark took 100 years for him to build. Gone off on a little tangent here, but that's not true, because between the ages of 500 and 600, he first became a father. The Bible says that all three of his sons had wives. If you read Scripture and you look later at the law, we learn that a male child is not considered an adult by God until the person is 20 years old. So if the youngest son had a wife, he was at least 20 years old, and probably older, and who knows how many years apart the three brothers were. So we really aren't sure how long it took to build the ark, because we don't know how old the sons were when finally the Lord came to Noah and said it's time to build this because he was going to destroy the earth. But my point isn't that the four men built an ark, and I'm sure helped as much as possible by the wives, but that Noah lived well over 500 years before the Lord even called on him. For over 500 years, Noah lived simply as a God-fearing man. With all of the evil that the Bible says was around him, Noah didn't falter. Living your purpose doesn't mean that every single day you have to be involved in some godly adventure, some great work. Much of our time is simply spent living a godly life, partly as a testimony to others. The Bible says, "Let our light shine." But much of the time, it's for our own benefit and the benefit of our immediate family. And that's what the Bible says Noah did. He was a righteous man. The Lord looked upon him and saw that he was a very righteous person. He lived his life for the Lord. He didn't sin like all the wicked people around him did. But it wasn't just Noah. It was his wife, his three sons, and his sons' wives. So he was a godly man to his family, not just himself. Now everyone around Noah saw him live a righteous life, but let's see what the Bible says these people were like. Let's go to Genesis 6, verses 5 and 6. Let's read them real quick. This is King James. "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." Now some people might take this as meaning that the Lord changed his mind, that he had committed some type of sin and needed to repent. The word repent means to change your heart, change yourself. But that's not exactly what the Bible means in this case. That's what this word can mean, repent. But that, of course, is not what it means for the Lord. We know that for a fact because if the Lord had truly repented, he would not have saved Noah, his three sons, and the four wives. And there would not be 8 billion people on the earth today. So the Lord didn't repent in the way we think of repenting. Let's look at a few verses here. One is 1 Samuel 15, verse 29. "And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent." If you look up the word repent in the dictionary, it means not only to change or to feel remorse for past sin, it can also mean to feel great sorrow or regret. And if you look up the word regret, it says to feel sorry about or mourn for a person or a thing gone, lost. So the word repent, speaking about the Lord, is not talking about his sin, but he felt great sorrow as he looked upon man's sin and how evil man had become. And with regret, he looked upon man because man was now lost, most of them at least. So this is what the word repent really means. It does not mean that the Lord had to atone for any sin, but that he felt great sorrow when he looked upon man and great regret that man had become so sinful and was now lost. But we know in the future, the Lord to once again get us back, to regain what we had lost, which was being with Him and being sinless, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. So do not look at this as being the something that the Lord had to atone for. He didn't have to atone for anything. We are the ones who needed atoned for. And He did that for us on the cross. Once again, what I said earlier, that we're not called every minute of every waking day to do some great work. Much of our life is spent preparing ourselves for this work. Noah, for 500 years, lived a righteous life. He was a testimony to his family, who followed him. So that, think about this. The Lord says, I'm going to destroy the world with a flood. It had never rained before. The Bible says water came up from the ground and watered everything. No one had ever heard of rain. So when Noah was told, you're going to build a big boat and take all these animals on it, and I'm going to destroy the world, imagine if he had not been an upright man, what he would have thought. But because for 500 years he had lived a godly life, when the Lord gave him this order, as, for lack of a better word, ridiculous as this might have sounded to some, Noah didn't hesitate. With all the people around him, and imagine how many people laughed at him. Think about the wickedness on the earth, the evil on the earth. How many people made fun of him? He never backed down. All those years of living a righteous life had prepared him, strengthened him, and his family, so that when the Lord gave this order, he carried it out. How many Christians today give in to the pressure to conform, or at least not preach against sin, just staying quiet, rather than be mocked or laughed at or slandered? We're so afraid of what other people think. Instead, we should be afraid of what God thinks. God's timing is perfect, and it might have taken Noah more than 500 years to grow in his strength, but he did. Just because the Lord doesn't call you right now to carry out some great task doesn't mean that you aren't accomplishing anything. Before you're ready to enter a competition, you have to train for it. This training gives you strength, perseverance, endurance, and with the failures and setbacks during this training that you're bound to experience, you learn patience. So understand this. Even if you don't think you're accomplishing anything right now, don't despair. Because obeying the Lord and living a righteous life is accomplishing something. Something huge. It's preparing you for the moment when God does call you to carry out His work. And since none of us are going to live as long as Noah, that calling will come sooner than you think. You'd better be ready.